Nick Lenio, you're currently a quarter finalist for a Music Educator Award as part of the Grammy Awards. Can you first tell me about what the process of applying is like for this?
Yeah, so as far as I know, and I wasn't part of this, but I think a parent or a group of parents nominated me. You can just go online and nominate a music teacher. So I got nominated. I got a notification that I was nominated. Then I had to do an application. And after I submitted that application, and then maybe a month later, so I got an email saying that based on my application, I had been selected as a quarterfinalist. So it started as like 3,300 or something like that. Nominations, and now it's narrowed down to 290 quarterfinalists.
I think even more so, it's probably even more impressive for someone to nominate you. Do you know, were you surprised when you heard that someone had done that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, mainly because I didn't really know that such an award existed. I didn't know that there was a Grammy for a music teacher. So, I mean, one, just kind of surprised that that existed, and two, just super honored and humbled that somebody had the thought to do that they were, you know, moved enough to make that call or do whatever they had to do to nominate me.
Now, winning this award, what would that be like for you?
I think it would be, a major honor and a point of pride for our whole music program here at Basalt, because it's the thing that makes a band program or any music program work is not just a teacher. It's a teacher. It's energetic students. It's a supportive school and more so a supportive community and parents. So I think that while the award's for a music educator, I think that it would be just a really, really great honor, an appropriate honor for our band program here at Basalt.
Is there anything that winning this award would allow you to do that maybe you couldn't do before, or maybe even this being nominated or making it this far in the process?
Nothing like too specific I can think of that it really allows us to do that we couldn't do before, other than say that we're a Grammy nominated or a Grammy award winning band program. Which I think just justifies and verifies things for people, because people know that name, they know the award, so it really means something. And the kids are excited too, because it's not really me. I feel like it's about the whole picture.
Is there anything that you hope to be able to do or want to do or maybe dream of doing?
I really just want to perform more with my students. We have a new group called the Basalt Street Horns, where we're playing what we call social music, which is kind of crosses a lot of genres. So we play hip hop music, we play electronic dance music, we play old funk tunes, we play New Orleans style music. And we've been taking that more and more into the community. And I think that the award would maybe even create more excitement around that, that we could continue doing that and maybe take some trips. And we were asked to come play at Jazz Aspen Snowmass Labor Day Festival this year, so we're super pumped about that, and I think maybe it would open more doors for us.
So just kind of business as usual, but still looking forward.
Yeah, totally. Always just trying to provide more and more experiences that the students can have to put themselves out there, take risks. Performances, you know, especially that type of performance where we're not in a controlled, like, we're on stage and you're in the audience type of environment. Every performance is an adventure, and it's just great life lessons to go put yourself out there. Sometimes things work out really, really well. Sometimes you flop a little bit, but that's, that's life. So it's great.
What does this happening say about the band program at Basalt?
Oh, I just think it's alive and well. I mean, we're constantly growing each year. I think in the past couple of years, I've averaged 88% recruitment from the fourth grade class into fifth grade band. There's just a lot of vitality and energy, and the kids are excited about music, and the community is excited that the kids are playing great music. So I think it's just a reflection of all that.
And do you think that, this nomination is, in a way, like a vindication, maybe, of all the work you do?
Yeah, I mean, it's not teaching music, especially. I teach 5th grade through 12th grade, so it's quite a range. I have over 250 students, you know, 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, and high school bands. And you can imagine that teaching middle school music isn't always like flowers and happy times. It's sometimes it's difficult. So it's a nice reminder that the bigger picture, when you can zoom out and see that what we're really doing is I think having an effect on the community and a positive impact on the kids, it helps those smaller moments that can be difficult or stressful.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that being a band director or teaching music, do you think that gives you a special ability or maybe reach to help kids out who are in tough situations like you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. It's music is something, especially instrumental music, it's something that doesn't need words. And it's something that I think taps into a part of us that maybe we can't even reach with words. So it gives us an outlet to, I don't know, to quiet our voice, but still have a voice. So, you know, you have to listen to each other. You have to cooperate together. And I think those are important skills for everybody to learn. And it's just an expression.
Since you made it this far in the process, have any parents or students come up to you and talk to you about, you know, how they feel about all of this?
Oh, I mean, there's like the whole thing is a buzz. Like, parents are pumped. Kids are really psyched. I think because it's the Grammys, you know, if it was just like music teacher of the year, it might not mean so much because even to like fifth grade students, they know what the Grammys are. So everyone is really kind of excited and proud, I think.
Are there any particular instances of things that someone said that touched you particularly?
I mean, I've probably been asked over 50 times by students if I can smuggle them to the Grammys in my suitcase if I win.
Was there a teacher maybe when you were younger that had a really serious impact on you in your music career?
I've had a lot. It's tough to say one, because I've had so many along the way, because I started playing in fifth grade, playing trombone and also playing guitar. So, I mean, everything from my older brother showing me how to play 12 bar blues and we would jam on guitar and bass to like, working with university conductors or directors, there's a lot. And I think that it's all collective, that when you have good teachers like that, that you can, I don't know, blossom or really grow and develop your voice.
All right. Nick Lenio, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.